Fire, or thermal energy, explains a great deal about how our world was born and how life has developed on the surface of this unremarkable planet. Many of its most striking features, when viewed from space, derive from the mechanisms which distribute energy from areas of surplus to deficiency. The equatorial regions are net importers of energy from the sun, whilst the polar zones are net exporters. This balance is maintained by the transport of energy north and south, away from the equator. The source of this energy is the sun. Situated approximately 93 million miles from the Earth, the sun generates energy through the process of nuclear fusion. It radiates a spectrum of electromagnetic energy, which is dominated by the shorter wavelengths around the visible light spectrum. The reason for this is that the sun is a hot source of energy, with a surface temperature of about 6,000 degrees Kelvin. The wavelength of emitted radiation is inversely related to temperature, with the peak of the sun's spectrum around the visible light area. The Earth receives this energy spectrum from the sun at the upper atmosphere. Some is reflected back out to space, but the bulk of the sun's energy passes through the atmosphere. During this process, shortwave ultraviolet radiation is absorbed, as are many of the longer infrared wavelengths. It is in this unique energy environment that life on Earth has evolved. Green plants will reflect only 20% of incident visible light and absorb perhaps 90% of the remaining energy. However, only about 2% of the absorbed energy is used in photosynthesis, whilst the remainder causes leaf temperature to increase. The process of photosynthesis causes carbon derived from atmospheric carbon dioxide to be fixed into plant tissues. Later, this biotic carbon source can enter the rock cycle as fossil plant remains in geological storage as coal, oil or tar deposits. The weather on the planet is one manifestation of the transport and balancing of energy between different regions on the Earth's surface. Energy is moved through poleward flows of both warm air and warm water. In addition to this lateral transfer of sensible heat, latent heat plays a role through the energy required for vaporization of water in the equatorial regions and the energy recovered in the process of condensation in colder regions. Distinct regional patterns of life have evolved and adapted to this global distribution of energy to produce biomes or assemblages of plants and animals in different regions of the Earth. At a global scale, these appear like discrete regions, but in reality, they have fuzzy edges, with gentle changes along the environmental gradients which separate the different assemblages. They are the biotic response to the energy environment, which, through evolution, have produced life forms capable of utilizing and changing their environment to maximize productivity. Animals, no less than plants, exhibit adaptation to their immediate energy environment. Many have to regulate temperature by restricting their spatial range, adjusting exposure to sun and shade, or through water immersion. Whatever the strategy, every animal requires to absorb and lose energy, and their adaptations are often a strong indication of their individual energy balance. Perhaps the most widespread and obvious manifestation of the Earth's energy balance is the erosion of the land surface by wind, ice, waves and rivers. This process is driven by the water cycle, which delivers erosive energy to the land surface with the power to sculpt and remove rocks and sediments, producing dramatic landforms and surface features.